AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Garnishing your ham with pineapple? Pair it with a delicious Chardonnay to make their taste buds swirl.
Deviled eggs are even better when paired with a light, dry wine like a bubbly Prosecco or a Pinot Grigio.
For me, nothing beats recommending a great wine. And with such an extensive selection, I can help you find the perfect one in your budget.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection. This spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers!
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, Hank Sangria, this your boy, N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Champs Army. You can now buy Drink Champs merch at your local Detail Art stores. So if you want to wear the latest in Drink Champs gear and don't want to wait for shipping, head over to the nearest DTLR location. Head over now before they run out. Don't forget that for everything Drink Champs related, you can head over to www.drinkchamps.com.
Because at the time, other than Heavy D, there wasn't... Oh, shit. You got to relax, though. other than Heavy D, there wasn't no... Like overweight, you know.
The Fat Boys,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I mean, even the Fat Boys wasn't considered lyrical geniuses.
No, they wasn't.
That era wasn't about lyricism.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's my question. It's like, because I think Biggie's specialty was having a great grimy record and then a great radio record at the same time. And that had never been done at that time. Did you...
Well, his first album didn't really have no radio records, really.
No, One More Chance.
Except Juicy. One More Chance, but then the remix is what really...
The remix of One More Chance.
Right. Juicy was the other one, and that's right. Puff had to break his arm for that record.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So we had never seen nobody like that.
Nah,
like
it was fly.
Yeah.
It was ill. Yeah.
And then when you think about Big, right, he was too big to ever fit Versace. So all the Versace you saw was actually Troy from 5001.
It was custom made.
Was it?
Yeah, that was never a real Versace. It was real Versace.
Yeah, we took two Versace shirts and put them together.
Yeah, but actually Versace's car. They take the Versace car. And you know that's the era we come from.
Hell of a job.
We come from the Dapper Dan era. Remember Dapper Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, we some old niggas. Come on, let's make some noise for us being old. Yeah. Right, it's your time.
Now,
you also
the over 40 club.
You have a record with Eminem.
Two records.
And
yeah.
Feel like you tried to kill him.
Never.
Never. Like
I save lives.
You save lives.
Yes.
But and we also heard Eminem say you want his favorite MCs. Mm. So let's just describe that. Like just working with Eminem.
Eminem was dope. You know what? He's fucking hilarious. In the studio, nigga had me like laughing for like 6 hours straight. Mm. Like, you know, when he's in the mic doing his shit, he's like, he's a fucking comedian.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. And so, was that like an ultimate goal? Because you're a lyricist. Like, at the end of the day.
Was what an ultimate goal?
Like, you know, to because that he's considered a super lyricist. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, was that an ultimate goal to, like, to get on the record? And, like, because there's some people that say Sticky body Eminem. Sticky's probably the only person that body Eminem on the record.
Only niggas
I don't know if you heard that rumor, but I'm sure you did.
The only niggas I ain't body is the ones I never did a song with.
Mm-hmm. Let's make some noise for that, goddammit. Mm-hmm. So what's next for Onyx?
Oh man,
yeah, niggas is it is it shot time? Is it shot time?
Nah. We rocking. Like I said, we got the album Dope DOD coming in. We on they vibe.
Right.
Like we didn't try to come with that boom bap type of, you know what I'm saying? Like we used to shit. Like we let them choose the way as far as production, and we rocking on they vibe.
And where you said they from again?
They from Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Yeah. So the album Shotguns.
Netherlands.
They got
Netherlands.
Amsterdam.
They got
niggas.
A lot of money. Let's make some noise because Netherlands is ringing.
But these yo,
you keep saying Netherlands.
Yo, these dudes do 200 shows. They do 200 shows a year.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Like Dope DOD. They a touring group. We a touring group.
Nah, y'all
so
a touring group.
So it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? To rock with these little niggas. They like 25 years old. So.
The millennials.
So you saying like be with new artists? We become a new artist through younger artists too. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
So did the younger artists become old artists?
Yes, because we it's
well,
like
no
a generation
time
gap
for you. So it doesn't.
It's like a generation gap. You know what I'm saying? But we like almost like the same. You know what I'm saying? Air lights.
But do y'all realize how blessed y'all are? Like for real, because y'all tour like a wrestler. You know, a wrestler's on the tour.
We're going to do a Russian tour next week.
You said tour like a wrestler.
You know, them niggas tour 300 days a year.
Wow.
It's only three.
Roddy Piper.
That's why them niggas be dying.
Nah, we just do like little 2 week runs, come back home to the kids, chill out.
But where does your 2 week runs go to?
Anywhere.
Exactly.
Everywhere.
Okay, so you.
That's not. What we was at? Germany?
We was in Germany together. We was in.
Germany.
No, we didn't, wasn't in Russia. Did we do Poland together?
Russia, Switzerland, France. You know.
What country were you in?
You might as well say what country you haven't gone to.
But it's crazy because you see everybody over there. Like, you see, like, Slick Rick. You see. EPMD.
Like real hip hop survives.
Yeah. You see people over. You see them in the airports. Yo, what's up?
Yeah.
Yo, Daylight, what up? Where y'all going? Yo, we going to Africa. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm in Amsterdam one day, stressed. I can't find a cigar for nothing. Busy B comes to me and was like, I'm going to get some Newports. And nigga, I said, where you getting Newports from? The same place I'm getting cigars.
Are you so Busy
like,
B out
yeah,
there?
I seen Busy B in
that's
Amsterdam. Busy B put me on to where to get cigars at Amsterdam. Because it was all joints. And I was like, I'm cool with joints, but I'm a cigar nigga.
Definitely on our Euro hustle, you know what I'm saying? We've been doing that for about at least 5 years strong.
And I've been, this the thing is, I be trying to tell new artists.
Yeah.
Is you want to make timeless music. You want to make your whole body of work something to be proud of. Because when you go to Europe, they don't call out your singles. They call out your album cuts.
Right.
And they be like, I want that. And I want this. So that's why you want your whole body of work to be crazy, because you don't just want to have to just keep performing. You want to...
That's a great record.
Yeah. I'm about to record.
That's what they want to hear.
I mean, that's now. But what I'm saying is, if you make a whole body of work where you can be proud of that, you can tour for the rest of your life.
You ever perform Black Vagina Finder?
Yep. I think we did.
Not in a long time.
No, you know what?
We performed that shit in 20 years, nigga.
Something that nigga think we
Damn. What did he say?
That's damn shit.
What did he say? I'm sorry, what? What did you say? Y'all didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Sucking the next nigga dick we performed.
That's the name of the song. It's called The Next Nigga.
I'm still confused, but I'm in.
You got to do your Googles, man.
Yeah, I got to do my Googles. Yeah, speaking of Googles, what happened at the Breakfast Club?
Oh, shit. That's they had no breakfast.
Drink Champs, we got drinks.
What happened to you guys?
Who?
Right.
No, we go.
You texted me that day. It was like classic.
I thought it was classic. Dame didn't want to use it. We'll get to that later.
You're right, though. We had no breakfast that morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, we was hungry.
Okay. Because I feel like I got to go back to the breakfast.
We all going back. That's so funny.
Yeah, I
got
to go back.
We got to. That's family right there.
Yeah, y'all
got to
go back because...
In more ways than one.
You gotta realize, you know what I realize as being in media, all media is just one is entertainment. It's just for that
until
moment.
It's not.
Until it's not, yeah. But
it's all fun in the game. Somebody gets hurt.
I ain't walk out the building like steaming, meaning, right. You know what I'm saying? We dapped it up.
You talked afterwards?
Cool. Took the picture, did the drops and all of that. Right. It wasn't like niggas was throwing shit in the fucking studio or nothing.
Right. It looked like it was about to go down.
Nah.
Right.
So I'm too old for that.
Yeah, like you seen the Birdman one? I thought it was gone.
Yeah, they got their shit going.
Yeah, I mean, that and that's what, you know, Drink Champs,
better put some respect on it.
Who? Respect on it. Yeah, Drink Champs, just so y'all know, our show is based on giving our legends flowers.
What number is it? 70?
No, this is the new season.
This would be
totally new season.
Late 70s.
Yeah, if we was
the new model, we in the new model.
Drink Champs 2.0.
What? Two twin Ferraris. What you said?
No. Our show is based on giving our legends flowers when they can smell them,
right.
Giving them their trees when they can inhale them.
Right.
The one thing I feel like our culture suffers from is the fact that we don't big each other up.
Right.
And we don't, you know, tell the next man how awesome they are or how they influenced us. And that's what we suffer. When you look at Garth Brooks or you look at Guns N' Roses,
and
you look at Metallica, these motherfuckers is touring. These motherfuckers, and their culture is supporting them. So did I think that we would do this show and it would be this big? No, but...
So that shows you that we do those things.
My heart was in the right place, and that's what this show is about. It's about saluting our legends
that's
and letting our legends know that you're appreciated.
Right.
And we don't want to do that when you're dead. We want to do that when you're alive. And the fact that we got 16 and 24-year-olds listening to this, it's like some people be rediscovered. Like, they're like, what? Oh, I'm so glad you put me on to, you know, David
like
Banner.
The new form of digging crazy. In the crates.
Like, it's like, what? You just got put on to David Banner? You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, I don't say that to them. In my mind, I definitely do. But it's just only my mind.
I was on a plane like a couple of years ago. I was like, yeah, you know, we came game with Run DMC. He was like, who?
Yeah.
So not everybody know everybody that you think that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, so that's what our show is based
right,
on.
Right.
And tonight,
the only why we even consider ourselves legends is we came in a game with legends.
Well, you know, let me tell you something.
It takes something to be, you know what I'm saying, to absorb that.
If you didn't consider yourself a legend,
I'm
telling you face to face, man to man, eye to eye, that you are. If people tell me I'm a legend,
right,
and I look up to you, it's no way you can't be a legend. Onyx, the whole movement, everything you guys did, you changed the face of culture. You changed the face of how people party. I remember before that era, people used to just listen to music and be cool.
Right.
And you guys changed the era. Like, sweat, nigga. Sweat, motherfucker. Go in the crowd.
I ain't gonna say we changed it. I'm gonna say we added on to it.
Nah, you changed
bottom
it.
Bottom of sweat. Selling that energy drink.
I ain't gotta be humble.
Sit
I'm gonna
down.
Be humble
Sit
for
down.
You. Yeah, I'm gonna be arrogant for you. you and tell you that you changed it, and I'm so proud to know you. I'm so proud to be friends with you guys. I'm so proud to acknowledge. I'm so proud to have you guys' phone numbers and be able to hang out. But
you've been rocking with us for years. But, you even on the Firestar album.
Yeah, but listen, I probably told it to you off camera and on camera, but it's,
and we probably told you too.
I owe it to you on camera.
Right.
Onyx is super motherfucking legends.
Right.
You motherfuckers, I watched all y'all movies. I supported everything you guys did, and then guess what? Now that I got a platform, that will never stop. I will always continue
we
to
was
support
gonna track
it.
You down in Miami.
I just want y'all to know. And come on, let's keep smoking. Is it shot time? I feel like it's shot time.
It's shot time.
Yo, and it seems like y'all revitalized, and I might be wrong. Run DMC went the Down with the King era. Like, it feels like
we up with the Kings.
No, but you're so crazy because we creating the next generation now. You know what I'm saying? As far as even with the our kids, like, we having kids back to back to back to back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's crazy. Like, the next generation is even starting. So I think that whole aura of us just growing up being men.
Right.
Having families, and you know what I'm saying? Our kids is almost the same age. Think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, three, two, one, he having another one. Mm. So,
my first son name is Onyx.
2014, 15, 16, 17, you know what I'm saying? We rocking right now.
That is hard. Did y'all ever think that y'all legacy would last this long when y'all first started?
Nah, I thought I'd be dead by 23.
Damn.
You said 21. Yesterday.
Yeah, I said 21. Yesterday.
I think everybody coming and think like that, like, because so many people die around us.
But once I passed 23, I said, oh, shit, I had a chance.
Exactly.
Run, nigga, run! It's the human race!
He ran for the
run, nigga!
Every day above ground is a blessing, because it can end any day.
Yeah.
Any day. So you just got to live like that.
Now, what's the movie y'all said? You know what? I gotta relax from being hood. Like, cause we always hood. Where's the moment you said, I gotta chill?
I mean, you know.
You still ain't have that moment?
Right now I'm having that moment. Cause I wanna have a fucking new boy. And I was like, take the fucking new boy.
I said, nah, man.
You gotta chill.
Cause you know what? I really wanna celebrate your legacy.
My nigga, I'm really in the moment, nigga. Everything is now.
Right. You gonna smoke a Newport? Okay,
you taking a Newport break?
I'll take a Newport break with you. Hold on.
This ain't commercial.
You wanna stop it? You keep it going.
We can start it over.
Okay, yeah.
I'm doing this like intermission and shit.
No, bro.
Don't you gotta put like commercials?
No,
sponsors?
No.
Sirac and
all that. I'm sure I'm gonna talk in the middle of the show.
We heard this. Commercials is us going like this.
We heard this.
See, glow sticks?
I ain't gonna lie. I should have went with this vodka. I've been rocking with this. What is this?
Where'd you go with
Remy?
I should have rocked with the Ciroc.
For what you say, you're a casual drinker, you said, right?
I'm fucked up.
For a casual drinker, you went the wrong route for a casual drinker.
That nigga said, hey, let's take a slide. I said, I'm jumping off the cliff over here. All right, let's go.
Straight up.
The look like this. Have you ever been disappointed in hip hop?
Da-ha,
da-ha. Hip-hop been corny every year. There's been a corny record since we came in the game.
You need corny records.
So you can't say, oh, this nigga. Every year,
how you going to know what your hot records
are? The corny shit somehow be hot.
Always.
Da-ha, da-ha. Was hot, nigga. Wasn't it?
You remember that? I'm a rapping cowboy.
Remember that rapping? Was it hot or not?
It was
in the streets. That's your question. Kid and play.
I like Kid and
Play. The niggas are doing
like
this shit. Come on, son.
I can't front. I can't play now. I think it sounds better now.
It was in the streets. Yeah. Kwame was in the streets. It's always that shit.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. I loved all those records that you just named.
That's what I'm saying.
But you saying I wasn't supposed to?
It was corny records.
Or were they corny people? I think the records was dope.
Corny. Nah. It was just corny. The whole shit was corny.
Listen, a genius gag stupid, but a stupid person can't find a genius.
Vanilla Ice.
Well,
that's,
no.
I'm not saying they corny, but come on, son. It's, I mean, as far as real hip hop, what we represent, of right. course, is considered corny. Right. Not right. to disrespect what right. they do.
Right. Vanilla Ice now.
Vanilla Ice is good, man. Ain't got no problem with Vanilla Ice, man. Come on, stop it.
Nah. I like Caramel Macchiatos, nigga.
Who?
My guy had big.
I like my guy had big pop.
And my guy had pink.
And y'all got an artist, right? Y'all got. Hey, you can bring your chair over there, Southside. Come over there. You Southside?
Yeah.
You are you from Southside?
Chicago?
I'm Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
Oh.
Augusta. Yeah, I don't know.
I was different.
Where you go,
Southside?
You made Southside from America, son?
Is anyone else?
Southside Chicago, I thought that's where
he
was going with it.
Yeah, well. Shot Ragney, what up?
My nigga, what up? You ain't wrong, John. This interview is
now, how old?
Y'all, so I'm gonna take an Uber. I'll never take an Uber.
I said, I'm gonna stay here.
Now, Southside, how old are you, Southside?
This is gonna be a long interview.
You're 32? Do you?
This bottle ain't even halfway done.
Do you understand? Do you understand these guys' legacy?
I kind of, when I be listening to, you know, you and other people and stuff, I kind of, but these are my big brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, but so. I suggest.
You hear that nigga voice?
Yeah, no, I do. But I suggest you, like, one day, for a week, because it's going to take you a week, just Google everything. Look at everything.
A week?
These guys are...
It's going to take you a year.
No, I'm talking about enough to come back and talk.
Yeah.
You can do that in 1 hour.
Because these guys, I'm personally direct descendant of their music. Like, I'm personally...
I'm a family. You like my OG.
Personally a direct descendant of them. I'm personally, like... If they didn't make Grimy, 50, low down, gradient, Grimy. If they didn't make that, I wouldn't have made Grimy. Like,
cause we came with that word and hip hop,
and yeah. I wanted to.
What a slang to
that. To
compliment that. I wanted to, you know, keep that going. Right. I still got a season to this day, nigga.
Damn.
To this day, nigga.
Still got your hairline, though.
I got my hairline, though. It's receding. It's coming. It's coming. My Puerto Rican side holding me down. My black side been leaving me for years. My black side said, fuck you.
Yo, you stupid. You stupid.
My black side said, I ain't fucking with you. But my Puerto Rican side said, I'm going to hold you down.
But no, I know a lot about my niggas, man. But just listening to these dudes right here, dog. Like, I listen to the new generation. You know, I'm a fan of Lil Wayne and Drake and all that. But I can honestly say, man, these two dudes right here, some of the hardest MCs I ever heard.
That's
especially
right.
This dude right here. This dude's right. Bananas.
That's right. And you know what I mean? And not only that, like when you came in the game back then, you had to have like a cosign. You had to have somebody that meant something to the world to get you on. And if that person was that ill, they wouldn't even test you. And the fact that they got put on by Jam Master fucking Jay is one of the illest stories in hip hop. Like when I see the NWA movie, I love it.
Right.
When I see and hear about the Tupac movie, I love it. When I look at the Notorious Big movie, I love it. But I can't actually tell you direct, like, I got something
Fredo
to do
just
with
finished writing the Onyx book.
This is where
and
we're talking
about the Onyx biopic.
This is where we going.
It's
I need a role,
Slam,
too.
Let the boys be boys.
I need a role,
you
too.
Look
you
like,
play Jeff Harris. Jeff Harris. Jeff Harris.
Oh, shit.
Onyx manager.
Yeah, just can get out.
No, I feel like
he was
he
a
did
garbage
y'all wrong.
Man.
I feel like he did y'all wrong.
No, nah.
Please, can I?
No, you got it. You
I
got
feel
it.
Like
you
gave
got
me the Jam Master J role.
You got to manage the whole thing.
No. Let's scratch that. Let me get that out of here. Please, I'm Jam Master J. You know how ill that is for me to try to.
You gotta be more, a little more darker.
Nah, I ain't gonna throw. I want one serious role in my life.
I can see what
Jeff Harris. I want one serious role.
Jeff Harris. Alex Smith
is about Jeff Harris.
Yes, okay. Like talk about Jeff Harris.
He was the fifth member of Onyx.
Okay.
No, the fifth. He's the fifth, sixth, and seventh.
He's stupid.
One for me, two for you.
I feel like Jam Master J Roll is still me. Like, I feel like I can pull it off, Jam Master J Roll. Look, all I'm going to do, I'm going to hang out with you. I'm going to hang out with you for 5 months.
I forgot to go see
5 months.
5 months. I need to know
everything.
I need to know
Nah, but on the real, we trying to get the movie financed.
The what is that called? Biopsy?
Here you go, Jam Master J.
Biopsy?
The financier.
It's crazy. I mean, everybody got a story.
I'll find it.
Everybody got a story, but it's how you tell it.
I think
the Onyx story is crazy because it's hip hop, but it has a funny edge to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The way we came at the game was kind of like rebels to the game, not giving a fuck. It wasn't all. It was kind of funny in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like on some hardcore shit.
Yeah. The first thing to shoot up the saucer was.
Let's get to that. Let's talk about the shooting. What happened?
Allegedly, something happened.
And cut.
Right, yo, but still, if anybody wants to share, I'm still in.
Just take a drink of water.
You can test my shit. Come on, my nigga. You know how long me and
test
you
drink. Nah, see.
What you drinking?
See, usually
vodka
drinking,
or water.
Usually
with seltzer water.
See, I told you he's drinking water.
It is water. Yeah, I like my vodka clear. I like to drink my shit clear. I like to be.
Mm-hmm. What's something wrong with brown, nigga?
It is. I don't know. I black out on brown. I don't remember nothing the next day. I wake up, niggas is like, yo, my nigga, you was butt naked. Like, what? I'm just saying. I gotta throw that out there. I just wake up different. So I just say, I gotta be responsible.
Yeah, brown, nigga, do that.
No, only brown. Only brown. I'm black out.
Nigga.
This is crazy.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
Hey, you smoke? You still smoking, right? Come on, you want me to re-up some more Ciroc? I thought we were supposed to take a shot.
Let's take a little bit.
Thought we were supposed to take a shot.
Oh,
we ain't got shot cups.
I thought you
no, we don't got shot cups, but we could do it.
But we can do tops then. Come on, baby. And listen, no, okay. We also got Deleon. Yes. That is smooth tequila. You can hit it from the bottle.
I got no cups.
We got cups. But look, Stiggy, I gotta keep it real. If you drink Remy XO, that's like the smooth shit.
Yeah. But guess what?
That's the good
look,
shit.
Look. I'm going to have the drop top, and I never had a fucking AC blasted on the heat, whatever. So, I'm going to put it with the fucking Coca-Cola and the ice.
You mix that?
No, first I drank it by itself. I drank it by myself.
The Henny you mix.
And then I said, fuck that, splurge, nigga.
Shit.
Cause it's XO, I'm not supposed to mix it up.
Are you taking a shot of
hell no, nigga.
Oh, no shot.
See, yeah. I rock with only that cognac.
Yeah, the mix might be volatile.
I'm good, bro.
Alright, cool. It's just me and you taking a shot. That's cool.
Fuck it.
Sometimes it's
give me a shot, please.
You ain't taking a shot.
Did I try that?
Sticky ain't taking a shot.
Give me a shot. Pick up my nigga Puff.
Get a shot of that. Get a shot of the brand.
Yeah, you take what you drink.
Take a shot of the brand. What are you talking about?
Look, I don't need no shot, nigga.
It'll be a time space continuum if you drink this shit right here, man.
Alright.
Wait.
I'm gonna do like a gentleman.
That's definitely not gentleman.
Your shot is way more disrespectful than ours.
Shalom. You gotta make sure you're looking in the right one.
I'm trying.
I feel like translation is coming soon.
You
gotta put on the bottom of the screen.
This thing got three eyes.
For the viewers.
Cheers, brother. Thank you.
Salute.
That's fucked up. For the white man. For the people who might not understand. Yo, we was on a plane one time.
We was talking
slang. The lady was like, what language are you guys talking?
I love it.
You should have made up a country.
Oh, stop.
You should have just made up your own country.
I don't know.
Niggas gotta relax.
I need
that was horrible, bro.
That was horrible.
Disgusting.
It was horribly good.
That was horribly gray.
What was horrible? Oh shit, you so stupid. Yeah, listen, see, pause, listen.
Look, that's all right, continue. Sticky. It's horribly gray.
It's the greatest thing I ever had in my life.
So look, Sticky.
Oh, you so stupid. That's fucked up. That ain't from Harlem. He know what's up. Fuck out of here.
I need Sticky Fingers to direct a video for me.
Oh shit.
How can we make that happen?
Apparently he's gonna do everything, direct it, produce
it. No, I seen him on set.
The way you said
I seen him on set. I seen them on set. Like, he ain't playing.
So,
like,
when you want to do it?
Oh, I'm sending him the record. I'm sending him. I've been that nigga.
So, we can do it.
I want to do a black and white. A black and white in California somewhere.
How long are you here for?
We can do it tomorrow. I just don't know if I get the budget open tomorrow.
Oh!
So, yo, Fredo, my manager. You gotta
do the homeboy management for me tonight. I'm ready. I'm ready. But nah, I'm dead serious. I really, like, I was so impressed that day, like, how much you
I don't want to use those cameras, that's for sure.
Why is those cameras?
What are you using?
Because I'm just whack, nigga.
We in the 4K world, nigga.
The red?
So what, the 5D, that shit is
that's
okay.
That's revolt camera, by the way. That's revolt camera,
that's,
by the way.
That's like the Ciroc camera.
Listen.
My name is Time, the best man ever. I'm a forward visionary. And I will bring us to the present.
Right.
The camera's horribly great. So,
no, this is great.
It probably works with their format.
Or they make it work.
But this is great for our
their post house.
So tell the people what cameras do you recommend?
Telling them shit, nigga.
Not the red, because I pick up the red.
The red?
Listen, fuck the red. Listen, I'm going to tell you this.
I got to sell it now.
Everybody got ideas. Everybody's creative. You know, you guys just step
back in the video. Man. What game you want to do, man? What you want to do? What's your vision? What's your vision?
I'm going to be honest. The way I see
them work. I wanted him to use these cameras.
The way I seen them work that day, and I'm sitting back, and I'm acting drunk. Like,
I'm going to show you the video before we leave, too.
Are you acting drunk?
No, I'm acting drunk because I just felt like that was my role that day, to act drunk. But I'm watching this nigga. This nigga's like, no. These guys are, they shooting low. He's like, get up!
Nigga's a madman.
This is what we're gonna do. I'm looking at him. He be jumping the car. We do the U-turn, an illegal U-turn on Hollywood Boulevard.
No. It wasn't illegal.
It was illegal.
This nigga's John Snitcher.
I don't think you have a statute of limitation on that one. You're good.
Yo, I'm taking that one. Niggas are U-turn. So impressed, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just advice I would say is that I just wanted this video to be black and white. That's it. Like, but I would want to do this.
Some of it is black and white.
No, he's talking about the new one.
Not the video we did. I'm
talking about the new one. The one we're gonna do.
It's called I've Been That Nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I think I heard that joke.
No, it ain't out yet. If you heard it,
it's echoing in my ears.
Let me know if you heard that. You heard it right there. He bootlegged it.
I don't know.
I heard it too.
It's echoing in my mind.
He got it on his eyes.
Everybody
heard that shit.
It was on Rat Radar.
Foul. Are we going there?
I'm ready for
going there.
On
the count of three, boo, Rat Radar. 1, 2, 3, boo.
That's fucked up.
We don't care.
You got really a shout out, so.
You got Elliot shot up?
Y'all niggas is the shooters.
You know, we shot them up in our mind.
Nah, we shooting shots of them.
Nah, but that's
your boots?
Big up B-Dot and big up Elliot. It's cool. But you
say
know,
his full name, Elliot Wilson. Come on, you can
Elliot Wilson. I liked the fact that he actually went out and supported
Charlamagne.
Yeah, that was dope. I actually thought that was kind of dope because that's what we got to do in hip hop. In hip hop, we got to stop worrying about what people think of what we do. Like, if I'm in LA, I'm anywhere you at, you got a show, I'm coming. The same way, I got to thank y'all. I remember I did a festival. And I had just left them on tour, and I see them niggas tear that stage down.
Come after that, right?
Nah, we came out with him.
He came out with us.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
We did shut him down and slam.
We did. But I could be wrong. I don't.
On the stage.
Yeah, but I see these niggas shutting down Europe so crazy. I was like, yo, I need that. Stage in LA, and I called them niggas, and y'all actually came.
Hell yeah, you came.
You came. You represented with me.
It was on Sunset.
We performed
in the daytime,
and I was the only Queens niggas to bring out some other New York niggas.
That's
who was there. You was there, right, son?
Hey,
you. you asked 300 people.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
You
was there. Yeah, yeah.
See, that's my nephew right there. Your memory is impeccable and shit.
Yeah, yeah, I got to smoke some more weed.
Smoke some more weed.
You need to fuck up your memories.
Oh, shit.
You need to fuck up your memories.
Come on, let's smoke some more weed. And we took shots. And we took shots, correct?
Amazing. Say,
Dan Onyx,
the best shots I've ever had in my life.
I had such right here.
Nah, I'm going to be honest, man. Y'all such legends, man. And, you know, like I said, our show is meant to give our legends flowers when they can smell them and inhale them. And I'll be goddamn Bach Jolly G if we're not going to spend this whole fucking time bigging
you
y'all
up
the fuck
language.
Up.
That's
I make up a language.
I like it.
I speak the same language.
And you did too. Maca by a ping pong. That is yours. You get double shit on that. You get publishing.
No, I'm getting published.
You get publishing.
I ain't registered with BMI.
You registered? Maca by a ping pong.
Yeah, for the kids, this is really Coca Cola and that's oregano.
Yeah, the kids don't believe it.
Not if they're fans. Yo, City Boy D, remember the little white boy?
Oh, yeah.
He's mad annoying. Yo, little white boy, you met him in Hawaii. The nigga, I said, I'm going to follow you. I follow the nigga. He's mad annoying. He tagged me on every single thing. I'm about to unfollow him. Well, you know his name. Let me big him up.
You got to block him.
Unfollow him.
Big him up and then unfollow him.
But, yo, so you want to take that cigarette break?
I want to do what you want to do.
I'm gonna take a pee pee break.
I want to
do that cigarette break.
No, we don't pee pee.
And then we're gonna keep.
I want to do what you want to do. So boom, that was
alright. Well, you was on Def Jam with the reggaeton.
Yeah, I was on Def Jam with the reggaeton.
You rock my familiar, but not really.
Dude, cheat. That's good.
Yeah, but the crazy shit.
See, you be doing that. You talking about me with that other music shit?
That's why I recognize you. That's why I recognize you.
The algorithms.
Man, the algorithms.
That was a very big word.
Spell it.
We good?
IT.
Are you recording?
Algorithms on, we're good.
Algorithms. That's our next song together. Algorithms.
Algorithms.
I don't even know what it means.
That should be a group. Y'all in the algorithms.
It's all. So,
we back.
You guys.
We never left.
Conquered the music. You did what you had to do on TV and movies. Combined it both. Is it about putting on the next artist, or is it about setting off a next legacy right now? What's more important?
The illest thing a king can do, and the most dangerous thing too, is make another king.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's deep.
Just like JMJ put us in position, it's the natural progression to put, you know, things in position.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that goes both ways. It, you know, puts them in position, but it gives you a way to fucking, you know, just fucking exhaust your talents in other areas and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Was that the same for you, Fredo?
Oh, man.
This nigga turned into the deep talk show.
You know, I got
Barbara Walters of the hood right now.
This
nigga think he Oprah. I definitely do sometimes. Thank you for recognizing. I definitely do sometimes.
What?
Yeah. Oprah Santiago.
No, I'm saying, after all, everything you guys already accomplished, already did, what's the ultimate goal? Is it now to make somebody a star, or is it...
The ultimate goal.
You asked me that question.
Consistency.
What was the question?
That's what I'm saying.
You said that wasn't the question.
No. The question I was saying is, like, after all the things you guys done,
to make somebody a star,
you conquered music.
You can't make a star.
No, I'm saying. What is the next thing? I don't know.
What's the next thing?
Yeah. What's the next thing? Because you guys conquered music.
Listen, the future is a mystery and the past is history, but today's is a gift.
So they call it present.
Right. Mm. The next thing is this thing.
I'm standing up and saying he's a hip hop Albert Einstein.
My nigga,
No, on some real nigga shit.
He is.
Nigga, you might not make it out of here tonight. You don't know what's going on. Okay? So everything is right now. You looking tomorrow. You better figure out today, nigga.
So that's my question. My question is...
Your question got mad complicated, dog.
No, Sticky made my question mad complicated.
Sticky did it.
I'm not Diddy.
I'm he did it. No, but what I'm saying is,
what I'm saying is,
like honestly, like you guys really conquered music. You did everything. If hip hop was a bitch, y'all niggas fucked her in every hole, right? You did everything you could do in hip hop.
A lot of people, everybody get fucked.
Right. You did everything in hip hop.
A lot of people. I mean,
you did everything.
We put like this. We put our part.
Your bad.
We made our mark in hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the mark is still making marks. You know, once you establish yourself as an established artist, and
you still gotta keep establishing it just in your chest.
I feel like, you know what I mean, you solidify yourself in the book of hip hop.
That's not true, man.
Solidify yourself.
The last time I be reading shit, I'm like, where the fuck is Onyx? So fuck that. It's like, you know what I mean? Libra, tit for tat. I see ain't a couple of hip hop books we ain't in. Fuck y'all niggas.
They can't put
burn your books.
They can't put everybody.
Burn them. Nigga, I ain't everybody.
All right. That's true.
Watch.
I love this right now. I'm just throwing it out there.
This is good content.
He's like,
I'm not that good. I can't make this shit up, right?
If he ain't playing the shit,
I didn't know nothing about it. It was just, you know, the Breakfast Club. The highest ratings.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, because it even seemed like you was thrown off on that Breakfast Club interview when Fresher went off.
He was still.
It's almost like you the wild one.
And yeah.
But that day, Fresher was
no. You got fucked up.
Yo, chill out, son.
I know you very well. You chill my out, nigga, Fresh. I never seen you mad like that.
I wasn't mad.
I never seen
when
you
when I get mad, niggas get fucked up.
Right. I never seen you thrown off.
When I'm mad, niggas get fucked up.
So what?
I wasn't mad.
What we call it? Thrown off?
And cut.
Huh?
You was thrown off?
I wasn't thrown off. I throw niggas off.
Right.
I'm never thrown off, nigga.
Right.
Strap, first movie. Go see. Please, nigga. I gotta go have two kids, nigga. I gotta put the kids to sleep, my nigga.
Hold on. We gotta do a bitch ass drop.
That's my motherfucking nigga.
The past is history. Was the shit?
Yeah, I forgot. The past, you say it again.
Right now, the history. Let's go.
The past is history.
This nigga.
And
see,
and
it's
drinking
water.
He's drinking water. And acting drunk.
How did that come about?
That was only a joke. Come on. This nigga go back like scoliosis, man. He's on the Firestar album, son.
Let's make some noise for that, goddamn.
Not for scoliosis, though.
Not for the Firestar album. All right, so y'all ready?
Now, we go back, though. Let's go.
Way out of context.
So do you want to continue or you gotta go?
Yeah,
Before we close everything out,
a little bit.
Nigga, I'm always on time.
Before we close everything out, I'm playing Jam Master Jay and the Onyx.
No, Jeff Harris.
No.
Stop. It's a good role. He was a garbage man.
Yo, the garbage man.
And then he became the manager.
Well, you got to knock all your teeth out, though.
Yo.
Fake, it's a movie. They like put some shit over it.
You gotta have one tooth and you gotta bite your cigarettes.
Well, who you chew them? You just chew them shit.
I definitely smoke cigarettes.
No, you gotta chew them.
I'll show you. But who y'all got in mind to play Jam Master Jay?
I don't know.
Somebody with a name?
Sticky, what's going on here?
Yo.
I'm going to your artist concert right now. Please, Sticky. Come on, Fredro, I'm texting you later on. I gotta convince you. All right, I need to be Jam Master Jay. I'm going to do this.
We gotta see how you.
He's gonna do a demo reel for y'all.
Yo, you gotta see how you turn
the
tables.
Oh, damn, you gotta spend the
When I said that shit, because I started the whole war. Right. Nigga threw a cigarette butt, they didn't mean to do it, and started the whole fucking war. Boom. When I said that shit, I was looking at shit, he was talking. I was like, damn, what the hell?
What the damn Master Jay shit? Yeah, come on. Sign
me up. My vote was for him.
Thank you. I'm going to his artist. I'm going to his artist. Right now. Come on, let's do it. Let's take this fit.
You gotta go to the Scratch Academy.
If you don't get it, it's him and Russell Simmons for
DJ Scratch Academy.
Yeah, he convincing me. I'm like, yeah.
Drink Champs Army. You can now buy Drink Champs merch at your local DTLR stores. So if you want to wear the latest in Drink Champs gear and don't want to wait for shipping, head over to the nearest DTLR location. Head over now before they run out. Don't forget that for everything Drink Champs related, you can head over to www.drinkchamps.com.
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity today and get a great offer. You'll enjoy Xfinity X1, which gives you access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, and now Prime Video. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.